Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Pesachim Pei. We are three lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Gufa, let's review the brayse that we just learned. Harei shahayu Yisrael mechza tohirin u'mechza tamein. Suppose Yisrael was split evenly. Half were tamei, half were tor. Halalu oisin la'atzman. A tohirin will proceed and bring their Pesach b'tahara. V'halalu oisin la'atzman. And the half tamein will bring their Pesach b'tuma. This is in line with Rab's Shita, Mechza Mechza's Kiroiv. Each half has Chashivas as though they would be the majority. Therefore, each one, each segment, each section of Klal Yisrael will bring their own type of Pesach. The Tahirin will bring B'tahara, the Tzmein B'tuma. Hoy Tzmein Oitfin ala Tahirin. Afilu Echad. Suppose there was even one extra Tameh than Tar. 51 Tzmein, 49 Tahirin. Yasu Batuma. Now all of Yisrael will bring Batuma Lavishain, Korban Tzibur Cholak. We're not meant to split a Korban Tzibur. Even the Tahirin follows suit. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya Eimer, Ein HaYochad Machriyas HaTzibur LaTuma. He says that one person can't really influence matters here. Shenamar Lo Yisuchal Lizbayach Es HaPesach Be'achad She'orecha. Let's take a look at Rashi on top. Lo Yisuchal Lizbayach Es HaPesach Be'achad. We apply a drasha. Bishvil yochid loisis bechenu. Don't be sheched the Korban Pesach on account of an individual. Shehei oisa hayochid goyrim umoyel b'shechitosoy. Shum tzad natia. To have an individual influence the proceedings here, determine the status of the Korban Pesach and sway things one way or the other. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Masya, you need at least two tmein overlapping, which would then determine, establish this Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach Betuma, in which case all of Yisrael will bring Betuma. But otherwise, if you only have one overlapping, it is like half and half, in which case the Tohirim bring their own, the Tmein bring their own. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu shevet echad tamei. You don't need half Tmein to allow those Tmein to bring Betuma, even if only one shevet is tamei. Ushar kol shvatim tohir, with all other shvatim being tohir, halalu oisin la'atzman. The tohirim will bring their own betara, v'halalu oisin la'atzman, and the tmeim will bring their own korban pesach betuma. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for this? Because savar shevet echad ikri kol, even one shevet is considered a kol, a community, a tzibur, which allows them to bring betuma. Says Rashi, in the second line from the top of the Amud, Ikri Ko'ol. How do we know this? Umilsu Mefarsh Bahurius, as the Gemara over there explains. The Ka'amar Le'rachmana Le'Yakov, Hashem says to Yaakov, He promises to him, Goy u'kal goyim yiyam imeka. Goy and kal goyim will come out of you. Now all the Shvatim had already been born. U'kvar no'idu le'kal ha'shvatim. Chutz mi binyamin, except for one binyamin. Apparently, this reference of Kahal is a reference to one Shevet. Hilkach Shevet Echad, we see that even one Shevet is Chashev Ketzibur, and as a result, we say V'loy Mitchi L'Sheni, they don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Reb Shimon, in theory, agrees with the Tanakama. If it's one more Tami than Torah, then everybody will bring Betuma. If it's half and half, then we don't say all bring Betuma. Each segment brings separately. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need 50-50. Even one Shevet Betuma allows that Shevet to bring their Pesach Betuma. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he takes it a step further. He takes Rabbi Shimon's concept and applies it even further. Afilu Shevet Echotami. Even if you have one Shevet Tami, Ushar Kol HaShvatim Tohirim, with all other Shvatim being Tohir, Yasu Betuma. Not only does this Shevet, which is Tami, bring Betuma, but all other Shvatim follow suit. She'in Korban Tzibur Cholak. We're not meant to split the Korban Tzibur. Explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he holds Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. One Shevet is a Kol, like Rabbi Shimon Svar. V'havalu Palgo Palgo. Now it's as though Klal Yisrael is split evenly, half and half. Which means that you have a full community who are Tamei. You have a Kol who are Tamei on one side of the scale. On the other side of the scale, you have the rest of Yisrael. It's as though you have half and half, because even one shevet has chashivas, like half of Klal Yisrael. It's a call. You have one aspect of community, which are tamei, another aspect of community, which are tar. It's half and half. Ve'en korban tzibur cholak. And when I'm meant to split a korban tzibur of v'avdi kulu betuma. And as a result, everyone follows suit and brings the korban pesach betuma. So in conclusion, we have four shittos. Tanakama holds, when it's mechzo, mechzo, each segment brings separately. When do they all bring betuma? When you have even just one tummy overlapping. Elizabeth and Masya holds, one tummy overlapping is like half and half, in which case each segment brings separately. When you have two overlapping, then all bring betuma. Rav Shimon holds, one shevet tummy allows that shevet to bring betuma. Elul atzman ve'elul atzman. If you have one overlapping, you have 51 versus 49 in Klal Yisrael being tummy, that roiv allows all to bring betuma. Rav Yehuda doesn't seem to subscribe to the concept of elul atzman ve'elul atzman. He holds that when there's anybody bringing betuma, even just one shevet, which is considered like a call, which allows them to bring betuma, that aspect of tzibur, of call, of community, necessitates that all Yisrael will follow suit and bring the Pesach betuma she'in korban tzibur chalak. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, we learned how Yisrael mechza tohirin and mechza tmein. Suppose Yisrael was split evenly, half tor and half tamei. What do we do? Amarav, metamen echad men b'sheretz. We take one of the tohirin and we're metamen with her sheretz, which now leaves us with most of Yisrael tmein. And now they can proceed and bring their korban Pesach Betuma. Why? We want them to be able to bring the Pesach Rishon. And unless you do this, they can't. Why? Vamai. Why is this necessary? Ni avdu hani l'chudayu. Hani l'chudayu. When you have half and half, the Tmein should do their Pesach Betuma. And the Torah and the Tahara. What do you have to go through this procedure? The Amar Rav, because Rav himself told us yesterday, halal oisim la'atzman. When it's half and half, each section, each segment does it separately. Amri, they answered like this. Hachab ma'eskidan. We're speaking about the following case. K'gon shahayu tmein oitfin ala tohirin echad. You had 51 tmein and 49 tohirin. In which case, the tohirin cannot bring the Pesach b'tahara, because they are mostly tmein. The tohirin don't account for half of Yisrael and don't have a chashivas of roiv. Only half is considered like roiv, but now there are 49. And therefore, to allow the Tohirin to bring the Pesach region, we go ahead and we add another one to the Tmein. Instead of 51, we have now 52, in which case a clear majority of Yisrael Tomein, everybody will bring the Pesach Betuma Pesach region. Ihachi says the Gemara, well, if you have 51 tmein, havaluhu ruba tmeim, you have a majority of Klal Yisrael who are tamei. Ne'av dekul betuma. Why can't everybody do betuma? Oh, sav l'kav lezer masia. He was like that shita. The amar ein hayochad mecheres hatzibul betuma. An individual can't sway matters. 51 won't allow everybody to bring their korban pesach betuma. That's why you have to add another one to the number of tmein. And now you have 52 versus 48. Everybody will bring betum. Yachi. If that's the case, that we're following the shita, who doesn't allow a yachid to influence the proceedings? Hadar kushin leduchte. We're back to square one. We're back to the kasha. If it's not roiv tmein, because 51 is not considered like a roiv, then it says, oh, it's 50-50. When I was at 50-50, the tmein do their own thing and the tmein do their own thing. Why do you have to worry about it? Ni'avdu hani l'chudai v'hani l'chudai. The Tmein should do their own and the Torah their own. Elo hikama. Apparently, this is what he meant to say. I'ika tana the savalo k'tana kama. Suppose there's another tana, an unknown tana, a new shita, who adopts, on one hand, the shita of the Tanakama, and on the other hand, shita is Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see. a new hybrid shita. Ikatana the sabla katana kama. You always like the tana kama on the one hand that the omar palgo palgali avda kula betuma. When you have half and half, half tmeim and half tohirin. Sure, each half has chashivas like roiv. And the tmeim do their own thing, tohirin do their own thing. On the one hand, he holds of that element of the tana kama. But on the other hand, he holds you can't split the tzibur. V'savel k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar ain't carbon tzibur cholak. He also subscribes to the svar of Yehuda. They're not meant to split a carbon tzibur. Rashi says it's a gnai. It looks disrespectful to the other members of Klal Yisrael. If we separate, we do our own thing. We don't do betumah like they're doing. It's not nice. It's not respectful to the rest of Klal Yisrael. We're not meant to split a carbon tzibur. When some are doing betumah, all follow along and do betumah as well. If we have such a shita, which contains both elements. Number one, the Tanakama's Chiddush, that when you have half and half, the Tahirin can't go ahead and do Betumah. They have to do their own thing. On the other hand, we say, well, you can't do your own thing because you can't disengage from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So we're stuck. We're in limbo. We're no here nor there. So again, we're speaking when it's exactly half-half. Exactly 50-50. That's the case of Rav. 50 Torah and 50 Tmein. The 50 Torah have a chashivas like Rav. They can't just follow along with the Tmein. They have to do their own thing, but they can't do their own thing because we're not meant to split a carbon tzibur. So what do we do now? What's the solution? Metamen echad mem b'sheretz. We take one of the tohirim, we take a sheretz, and we metame him. Now we have 51 versus 49. Ah! Mostly tmein. Now everybody can follow and do betumah. That's Rav's solution. V'ula Amar, he has a different solution. Rather than being metame him with a sheretz, let's take one of the tohirim and send him away. Mishalchen echad mem l'der chayk. We send him on a long journey away from Yerushalayim, in which case he's putter from the Karban Pesach, and he's no longer counted into this equation here, which results in Klal Yisrael having Roiv Tamei, which allows them to bring the Pesach Betumah. Now Tosfos asks, why send away one of the Tohirim, which will result in most Tmein being left behind, rather than sending away one of the Tmein, which will result in more Tahirin than Tmein, and allow them to bring the Pesach B'Tahara. Says Tosfos, because we're seeking to bring the Pesach Rishon, that all of Yisrael should have the opportunity to bring Pesach Rishon. Therefore, rather than sending away one of the Tmein, leaving most of Yisrael Tahir, allowing the Tahirin to bring B'Tahara, but the Tmein will not be able to take part in that. Rather than that, we do it in the reverse. We send away one of the Tahirin, which results in most of Yisrael being tummy, which allows all of Yisrael to bring the Pesach Rishon. In any case, Ula prefers this approach, send away one of the Tohirin, rather than be metamehim. Asks the Gemara, v'tamena b'sheretz. Why not? Why can't we be metamehim with the sheretz, rather than sending him away? Kesavar, shoychtem v'zerken al tmei sheretz. Because Ula holds, as opposed to Rav, Ula holds, you can bring a carbon on behalf of a person who was tamei through a sheretz, who will be tired tonight. All he needs to do is be tovel, wait for Harif Shemesh for nightfall, and then take part in the carbon Pesach tonight. You can bring a Pesach Batahara for this fellow. So it's not really a solution. Being a tamei, one of the tohirim with a sheretz, won't really change the equation. Won't allow the Tmein to bring Betumah, because he can just bring Betahara. It's only when we have the Yisrael who are Tmein Mace, who cannot bring their Pesach at this point, Betahara, which allows them to bring Betumah. But a Tmein Sheretz, he can send his carbon, we can do the Shechita and the Zrika on his behalf, Betahara. So he won't really influence, he won't really sway matters. He won't allow the Pesach that year to be brought Betumah. Fine. So a sheretz is not a solution. Vitamin of a mace. Let's just be metamin with a mace. In which case, The only way for him to bring the Pesach is Betumah. So he gets added to the Tmeim. Now we have most of Yisrael who are Tmeimes. And they must bring the Pesach Betumah rather than sending him away on a trip. The downside with being Metamehim with a mace is because he won't be able to bring his Karma Chagiga tomorrow. Chagiga, which is brought on the first day of Yom Tov, he'll be a Tmei Mace. If you're going to be Metamehim today, he's Tamehim for the next 7 days. So rather than being Metamehim B'mace, which will deprive him of the Chagiga opportunity, we send him away on a trip. He's part of Pesach, and tomorrow he'll come back and do his Chagig. But now that you send him away on a trip, you're depriving him of the carbon Pesach. David B'Sheni, that he can make up through Pesach Sheni. B'mes Nami, that's the case. If you're okay with making up, when you're betaming him with a mace, David B'Shvi, he can still make up the Chagiga on the 7th day of Pesach. The Chatchil, you meant to bring the Chagiga on the first day, but if you fail to do so, you can always make it up throughout the 7 days of Yom Tov. Let him bring on the last day of Pesach, the Havale Shmini Shiloi, which is actually his 8th day. He was telling that on the Erev Pesach. He's going to be telling for 7 days. By the time the last day of Pesach comes along, it's really 8 days since he became Tamei, which is already past his 7-day sequence. He's no longer Tamei. He can bring the Chagiga then. He holds that a Karma Chagiga, although you have makeup days, the days of Tashlumen are applied only in a case where this fellow was Chayev to bring it on the first day. If you're Chayev on the first day, if you're Roy to bring it on the first day of Yom Tov and you neglected to do so, you can always make it up. The Chazib Rishon Chazib Kul, one who is right to bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, if he fails to do so, he can bring it throughout Yom Tov. He's right, Chazi Bekul, he can bring it throughout the rest of the days. However, if an individual was not right to bring his Chagiga on the first day, such as in this case, if you're going to be Metamim B'meis, in that case, you can't make up for something which you never had an initial Chiv to do. Therefore, rather than being Matame, this fellow with mace, we send him off on a long trip. Although he can't bring the Pesach Rishon, he'll bring Pesach Sheni. What about Chagiga? He'll come back in time to bring his Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov. Amulu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman turned to the Talmidim of the Bnei Yeshiva, and he said, Zilu v'imrulei l'ula. Go tell Ula, Man Sayis is sending away this fellow on the Derech HaChayke. Who's going to listen to him? Man Tzayis, who's going to listen to Akar Sichei Mashkne to uproot his Mishkan, his tent, and Sichei, his pegs, to pull out his dwelling, Veroit, and run off on a trip? Nobody's going to listen to him. It's not practical. Rather, says Rav Nachman, the way Tosis explains, let's be Matame this fellow with a mace. Because Rav Nachman holds that even if a person is not ready to bring the Chagiga on the first day, he can still make it up. Therefore, that's a better solution than sending a person off on a limb. So in conclusion, we have three shittas. When we have Yisrael half tamei, half tor, we have a predicament. The half tor must do b'tahara, but they can't because they can't disengage from the rest of Yisrael. It's a gnai. It's degrading. Says Rav, we take one of the Tohirin and we metamim with the Sheretz, resulting in more numbers of Tmein than Tohirin. And everybody will bring the Pesach Rishon Betum. Ula says, send off one of the Tohirin to the Derech HaChayka, which results in most of the individuals present being Tmein, in which case they all bring the Pesach Betumah. Rav Nachum says, take one of the Tohirin and be metamim with B'meis. Again, this results in more of Yisrael being Tmein than Tohirin, which allows them all to bring Be'etumah. Itmar, we learned, what about the following case? Hayu Ruben Zoven. We know that the heter, the allowance to bring the Karban Pesach Be'etumah, only applies to a tumah which is sourced externally. Tamei Meis, Etash Tamei, or Etash Tasheret, but not internally sourced tumas like a zav. What happens if Hayu Ruban Zavin, most of Yisrael was Zavin, which doesn't allow them to bring the Pesach Rishon Betuma, Umi Utun Tmei Mesim, however, a small portion of Yisrael were Tmei Mes. The question is, what do the Tmei Mes do? Are they allowed to bring Pesach Rishon Betuma? On the one hand, we can say, well, they can't because they're just a miut, not allowed to bring Betuma. That's a concept which only applies to Roiv of Yisrael. It's Sibur, a call, not a miut. On the other hand, perhaps we can say, when the miut is contrasted by a Roiv of Tehoirin, well, then the Tmeina are insignificant and they can't bring the Pesach Betuma. In contrast to this case, where most of the Yisrael are not Tehoirin, they're Zavin. Perhaps they're discounted from this entire equation. They're not reckoned as part of the calculation here. And therefore, even if we only have a miut of Tmei Meis, they're the only ones that are players here. And perhaps they can bring the Pesach Batuma. It's as though we only have Tmein and Klal Yisrael, Tmei Meisim and Klal Yisrael. What about Machlekes? Omar Rav, he says no. The Tmei Meisim are excluded. Oysan Tmei Meisim, Einon Oysan, Loi Berishim, Loi Bishen. They can't bring Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Rishon Le'avdi, they can't bring Pesach Rishon Betuma, Dehavu Mi'uto. They're a miut of Klal Yisrael. U'miuto Le'avdi Berishon. Who ever heard of such a thing that a miut Tmein should bring the Pesach Betuma? They can't. B'Sheni Nami Le'avdi. Likewise, they can't even bring a Pesach Sheni. Why? Kol Heicha Da'avdi Tzibah Berishon. In your typical case where the Tzibah brings the Pesach Rishon was brought properly, that allows for the individual to bring his makeup carbon Pesach Shein. It's the second phase of the process. When you have the Tzibah bring the Rishon, the Yachid will come along and bring his carbon Shein. As opposed to this case, where there's nobody bringing the Pesach Rishon. We don't have a Tzibah bringing the Pesach Rishon. The Yachid cannot bring the Pesach Shein. According to Rav, there is no carbon Pesach that year. Amarlu Shmuel. Shmuel turned to the people and he said, Zilu imruli la'abba. Go tell Abba, this was a respectful reference to Rav, Abba, the Chashev one. Go tell him, how can you say that there is no Korban Pesach Rishon at all that year? V'yasu bnei Yisrael ha'Pesach mayadai. This pasuk which instructs Yisrael to bring the Pesach Rishon in its time, mayadasli. How are you going to apply that pasuk?
Amar lahu.
So Rav responded, Zilu Imrule, go respond to Shmuel. Ki have a kulu zaven. My obviously, what are you going to do in a case where all Yisrael are zaven? They won't be a Pesach Rishon that year.
Ela kiven leyefsher,
leyefsher. Apparently, when you can't, you can't. Hachanami here as well. Leyefsher, you can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Generally, we bring a Pesach Rishon, but in a case where you can't, you can't. Shmuel disagreed. Apparently, he held that. As we Tais explains, since we don't have Roiv Tahiran bring the Pesach B'Tahara, in this case we have Roiv Zavin who are not players here at all, they won't bring a Pesach at all. Therefore, he holds that the Tmei Meis, despite the fact that they're merely a miut, will bring their Pesach B'Tum. So, conclusion, Roiv Azav, miut Tmei Meis, Rav says, nothing doing, no Pesach Rishon, no Pesach Sheni. According to Shmuel, the miut, which are Tmei Meis, will bring the Pesach Rishon Bitum. Itmar, we learned the following case. Hayu Ruben Tmei Mesim, Umiutan Zavin. This is the other way around. Most of Yisrael were Tmei Mes, which allows them to bring the Pesach Batuma, and a Miut were Zavin, who cannot join with the Tzibur because they've experienced a Tum Hayotzi Megufa, a self generated Tuma, in which case they can't join the Tmei Mes with their Pesach Rishon. The question is, will they bring a Pesach Sheni? Rav Huna Amar ain't Ashlumen le Pesach Betuma. You can't make up this type of Pesach which was brought Betuma. The Roiv Tmei Meis brought the Pesach Rishon Betuma. This doesn't allow for a makeup a Pesach Sheni. Rav Ada Ba'ava Amar no. Yesh Ashlumen le Pesach Betuma, even a Pesach Rishon which was brought Betuma, such as in this case. does allow for a makeup. Therefore, the Zoven, who couldn't join the Pesach Rishon, will bring the Pesach Shem. Name about Kamifli, perhaps this is the basis of the Sfar of the Machlekes. Demand Omar Ein Tashlumen LePesach BaBetuma. Ravuna holds that you can't make up a Pesach which was brought b'tumah, because Sabra he holds Tumah t'chuyo hi b'tzibur, even though we're speaking about a carbon tzibur which allows for the carbon to be brought b'tumah, but it's not a heter. It's not as though it's tor. It doesn't have the same level of akrova as a Pesach tor. It's Tumah d'chuyo. The Tumah is a present. It's a concern. It's present. It's here. You're merely overriding it. And therefore, it doesn't have the same madrega as a Pesach b'tahara, and therefore it doesn't allow for a makeup. Uman de Omar yesh tashlumen lePesach b'tumah. Rav Avda bar Ava holds that even this type of Pesach can be made up, kasavar tumah hu b'tzibur, that this carbon which is going to be brought to tumah is a hetel chatchila. It's as though it's a Pesach b'tahara. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a standard Karban Pesach, just as your typical Karban Pesach Rishon allows for Pesach Sheni to be brought as a makeup Karban, this case as well will allow for a Karban Pesach Sheni, and the Zovan can bring the Pesach Sheni. Perhaps this is the point of contention. Dechuya Ohorta. Amri, the Bnei HaYeshiva responded, Loi, actually, perhaps this is not the point of Machlekes. Dekuli Alma, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. Let's assume everybody holds Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. And this carbon Pesach doesn't have the same status and prominence of a Pesach b'tahara. And the point of Machlek is as follows. Mar Savar Tahara Metchaya Tumala Metchaya. Everyone holds that indeed only a carbon Pesach b'tahara has the power to create a dichoy, a postponement, a delay, a Pesach Sheni for ones who need it. But a Karban Pesach b'tumah doesn't have that ability to generate a Karban Pesach sheni. Umar sova afilo tumah nami metchaya, even a Karban Pesach b'tumah, despite the fact that it has that inferiority, can generate a dichoy, a Karban Pesach sheni for those who need it. So in short, we have mostly Tmei Meis, which will bring the Karban Rishon b'tumah. We have some Zoven who can't bring it now, would like to bring it later. Rav Huna says they cannot. Rav Avda bar Ava says they can. A third case, Itmar, hoyishli shison Zoven. What if a third of Yisrael was Zoven? Ushlishisan Tahir, and a third was Tar. Ushlishisan Tmei Mason. And a third was Tmei Mace. Now, Soizis points out, we're following Shita's Rav, who holds that even if you don't have a majority of Klal Yisrael who are Tar, the Miut who are Tmei Mace cannot go ahead and bring the Pesach B'tumah. So we're going along with that Shita. What is the halacha here? Omar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish. Oysam Tmei Mason. You meant to know that those, that third Tmei Mace, they are excluded, they are deprived of both opportunities. Einan Oysam Lois Arishan, Lois Hashem. They can't bring Pesach Rishon or Shem. Barishan Lay Avdi, they can't bring Pesach Rishon. You know why? Because they're only a mute. Higdilu Zavin Ala Tahirim. Dili Avdi Betuma. Since the Zavin get added to the Torah who don't bring Betumah, meaning you have a majority of Yisrael who are not bringing the Pesach Betumah. A third of Torah can't bring Betumah, and a third of the Zoven can't bring Betumah either, because they're engaged in the Tumah HaYotzei Megufa. So you have 66% of Klal Yisrael who can't bring Betumah. Havalei Tmei Meis HaMiuta. This results in the Tmei Meis being only a Miut. UMiuta Li'ad HaRishon. And of course, a miut or Tmei Meis can bring the Pesach Rishon b'tumah. And again, this is aligned with Rav, who holds that even when you don't have a roiv who are opposing that miut, a roiv tahirin, the Tmei Meisim still can't bring the Pesach b'tumah. So they're out of Pesach Rishon. What are Pesach Sheni? B'sheni lo yavdi. Nor can they bring Pesach Sheni. Why? Because now we have a roiv who would like to bring Pesach Sheni? Nitzrefu Zoven into Tmei Mason. The Zoven by now have become Tar. Now we have Roiv of Klal Yisrael who had not taken part in Pesach Rishon. Roiv of Yisrael who would like to take part in Pesach Sheni. The Zoven Amitztarif, the former Zoven who are now Tar, are going to join together with the Tmei Mason, the Liavdi Rishon, who all of them have not brought the Pesach Rishon, Havalu Ruba, which results in most of Yisrael coming to do Pesach Sheni. That can't work. V'ruba le'amitchul Pesach Sheni. Most of Yisrael cannot bring Pesach Sheni. Therefore, says Rmani Bapatish, they will be excluded from both Pesach and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So in conclusion, we have three cases. When Roiv with Tmei Zav and Mi with Tmei Meis. What is the status of the Tmei Meis? Rav says, they're potter from Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're only a mute of Tmei Meis. A mute cannot bring the Pesach Betumah, despite the fact that you don't have Roiv Torah against them. Still, Rav says the mute Tmei Meis cannot bring Pesach Betumah. Since there was nobody bringing the Pesach Rishon, there will not be a Pesach Sheni that year. Shmuel holds that the mute Tmei Meis can bring the Pesach Rishon. The Zavim are not players here, because they're Tomei. It's not like you have Rav Tahirim against them. The Zavim are deprived of their opportunity. They're not players here. Therefore, Shmuel says the Miyot Memeis are regarded as though they're the only ones in existence here, and they can bring the Pesach Batum. In the reverse case, Rav who are Meis, so the Tmei Meis, majority of Tmei Meis can bring the Pesach Rishon Batum. And you have a miut of Zavon who can't bring now, who would like to bring later, Pesach Sheni. Rav Huna says, there's no Tashlumen for Pesach Rishon, which was brought Betumah. Rabbi Barava says, there is a Tashlumen, therefore, the Zavon can go ahead and bring their Pesach Sheni once they're Tar. What if we have a third, a third, and a third? A third, who are Tamei Zav, a third, who are Tar, a third, who are Tmei Meis. And we're following Shitas. Rav holds that even when you don't have Rav Tahirin to outweigh the miut Tmei Meis, the Tmei Meis still cannot bring the Pesach Betum. So they can't bring Pesach Rishon Betum. What about Pesach Sheni? Problem is that now we have a majority of Yisroel looking to bring the Pesach Sheni. We have the Zavim, who by now have become Tar. We have the Tmei Meis, who have become Tar. Roy of Yisroel are not Nitchet to Pesach Sheni, and therefore the Zavim and the Meis are completely Potter. Continues the Mishnah. HaPesach Shenizr Domei, we know that a Korban Pesach is meant to be brought B'Tahara. Suppose Yisrael with Tar, and they brought the Pesach B'Tahara. But after the Zrika, they discovered that something was amiss. The Dam or the Basar was Tomei. HaPesach Shenizr Domei, the Pesach whose Dam was Nizrak, V'achach Noideshu Tomei, and afterwards it was discovered that the Dam or the Basar is Tomei. This individual's Pesach turned out to be Tomei. Hatzitz Meratze. The Tzitz has the ability to rectify that Tumah, to undo the effect of that Tumah. Since it's after the fact, after Zrika, the Tzitz will be Maksha that carbon, and the owner of that carbon was Yoytze, his Chayiv. He doesn't need to bring a Pesach Sheni. This only applies to a Tumah which was present in the actual carbon, the dam of the basa, but nitma haguf. Suppose the owner himself was tummy. This was discovered later, and the owner had been tummy. Eina titz meratza. Titz can't take care of that. Because Chacham said like this: Hanazir boisa pesach. This applies to both cases: a nazir who brought his karbanis, or one who brought a carbon pesach. Hatitz meratza al tumas adam. The titz will address tuma which occurred with the dam. Veina titz meratza al tumas haguf, but not tuma which occurred to that owner, the Nazir, or the owner of the Korban Pesach. That's one example in the Mishnah, one example of Tzitz addressing the Tumah which was present in the Korban. We have another example of Tzitz being Meratze, something called Tumas HaTohim, an unknown Tumah. Suppose even the owner, now the Chiddush is even the owner, the Nazir, or the owner of the Pesach, it was discovered that he had come into contact with an unknown tumor, a tumor buried deep on the ground, which was unknown, was as yet to be discovered. You did the shechita, and then you discover the owner had interacted with that unknown tumor. What happens now? Nitma tumor satohim, hatzitz meratze. This will address that and allow us to proceed with the akrava. Let's see Rashi. Four lines from the top. It turned out that it's tummy. What is tummy? Ha pesach oyadam either the carbon pesach the basa or the tam. Hatzitz maratza. It says addresses that upas potam pesach sheni. Although he can't eat the basa, but he's potam pesach sheni. Nitmu balov. The owner became tummy. Thomas haguf b'meis. Ein hatzitz maratza. V'chayev lasis pesach sheni. An owner who is tummy during the zrika is not suitable, is not fit for this carbon. This applies to the Nazir, to the Oysa Pesach. Hanazir says Rashi, the Nazir is meant to remain Torah until he brings the karbonos. If the Nazir became tummy before he brings his karbonos, then he cancels all the days that he had observed as a Nazir. But in this case, where after the Zrika, it turns out that the carbon was Tamei, we say, well, it counts as a proper carbon. And even if now he went on to become Tamei and to drink wine, his Naziris has already been completed and he's okay. Hatzitz Maratz al Tumas Adam. It only addresses the tumma pertaining to Adam, v'teglachtig shera. We say that his haircut is okay. This is the Nazir, umutalish desyayin, tamal amesim, and he can go drink wine and become tamid. V'eretz mratz al tumas haguf. V'mnitma be'ez havas kabar oisav, so he says hakar. It won't address tumma on the Nazir himself. Suppose he became tamid. The tits won't address that, and he has to redo his nazirus. So this applies to a known tumah. What about an unknown tumah? Nitma gufa b'tumas atoim, b'tumas safik. The Farish the Gemara will explain exactly what this is. Hareza meratze. The tzitz will address that. The halacha mashem esinahu, the hutra tumas atoim, lehem k'damah Gemara. Gemara will tell us that we have a tumah which was as yet undiscovered, an unknown tumah. Tohim is deep down on the ground. You did the shechita of the karm pesach or the karm of the nazar, and then you discover that the owner of the pesach or the nazar had interacted with this unknown tumah, it's okay. The tumah, the tzitz will take care of that, and you can proceed with the karbanos. Continues the Gemara. Tama de nizrak v'achach neida. The Mishnah began that the pesach whose dam was already applied to the mizbeach, and then it was discovered that the pesach was tamei, and you're okay. The tzitz will take care of it. That only sounds like it's because it was after the zrika. Tama de nizrak v'achach neida. The zrika took place and then it was discovered to be tamei. Aval noida v'achakach nizrak le'meratza. Apparently, if it was first discovered and then the zrika took place, the tzitz won't take care of that. V'raminu, but we have a kasha from the following halach. Al ma'atzitz meratza. How does the tzitz work? Al adam v'al basar v'al chelav. Whether it's dam, basar, or chelav, shenitma. Bein b'shoigik, bein b'mezid, regardless of how it happened. Whether it was inadvertent, b'mezid, bein b'oynes, whether it was something of an accident, not held accountable for, ben b'rotzen, whether it was willingly, ben b'yachad, ben b'tzibah, whether it's a carbon yachad or tzibah, the tzitz will take care of it. Apparently, even if the zrika took place b'mezid, you knew full well that it's tamei, and you did the zrika regardless, the tzitz will address that. Amar Ravina. The halacha, the b'raisa here, is not referring to the zrika aspect. Whether it was b'shoigi, b'mezid, that's not what the Bryce is referring to. Rather, we're speaking about the point of tumah. How did the tumah occur? Tumasai, ben b'shoigi, ben b'mezid, hurtza. Whether it happened b'shoigi, b'mezid, it's irrelevant. It's okay. Meaning, whether the dam became tumah, even b'mezid. But then he proceeded to do the zrika b'shoigi. Then you're okay. Tumasai, ben b'shoigi, ben b'mezid. Hurtza. Zrikase, however, when it comes to the zrika, it depends on the circumstance. B'shoigig hurtza. If it was done inadvertently, it works. B'mezid lehurtza, but if he knew that it was tamei, he did it anyways. The tzitz will not be maratza, this is the rabbana, it's a knas. So again, the b'raisa, which doesn't differentiate between shoigig and mezid, is speaking with respect to how it became tamei. It's irrelevant how it became tamei. Even if it became tamei b'mezid, it still can be okay, provided that the zrika was done by accident. He didn't know that it was tummy. And this is very much in line with our Mishnah. The Zrika was done, and then it was discovered that it was Tami. That's it, we'll take care of it. Reb Shila Amar, he says just the opposite. Zrika say Bein B'Sheig V'Mezid Hurtz. The Brisa, which doesn't differentiate between Sheig and Mezid, is a reference to the Zrika. Whether it was by accident, whether he knew full and well that it's Tami, he did the Zrika, Hurtz. It will be accepted L'Ratzon by Hashem. To Masa, with respect to the point of contact of the tumah, to the occurrence of tumah, then it depends. B'shogeg hurtza. If it happened by mistake, then nizrak, then it's fine. B'mezid lehurtza. But if he willingly was metameit, mevaza the kachem, that's not meant to be done. Midrabanan, they applied a knas that, in this case, where he was metameit the dam b'mezid, you can't use it any longer. So according to Reb Shila, the point of tumah is dependent upon shogeg and mezid. But if it was nitva b'shogeg, it's irrelevant how the zrika took place. Even if he knew full well, now he knows that it's tumah and he still is zrika and it's okay. If that's the case, how's Reb Shila going to explain our Mishnah? Elohadik tani bein b'shogeg and mezid. Sorry, what does the Braisa mean? The Braisa says bein b'shogeg and mezid works. Hachikamer. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Nitma b'shogeg. If it became tamei b'shogeg, that's a precondition. V'zarka, now he did the zrika bein b'shogeg, and it makes it hurt. According to Abshila, you need to have a precondition that the tumah occurred b'shogeg. If that's the case, then anything that happens subsequently is okay. The zrika, if it happened b'shogeg or makes it, will still be okay. Now, according to Abshila, how's it going to explain our Mishnah? Which seems to indicate that if he did the Zrika knowingly, it doesn't work. Vadik Tani. What about our Mishnah, which says, Dam Shenizrak V'achkach Noida. The Dam which was Nizrak and then was discovered to be Tami, it works. Tama de Nizrak V'achkach Noida. Apparently, it's only because the Zrika took place and then it was discovered. Aval Noida V'achkach Nizrak Loi. However, if it was known to be Tami and then he willingly, knowingly did the Zrika, it won't work. According to Bshila, that's not so. As long as the tumah occurred with shogeg, he can do the zrika even b'mezid. Says Gemara, who adin? No, let's not make that dig from the Mishnah. Who adin afilu noida v'achach nizrak. The same halacha would apply to even the case where it was known to be tumah and he did the zrika and then he did the zrika regardless b'mezid. It's still going to be in ratz. Why diktani nizrak v'achach noida? Why, if so, did the Mishnah describe it in this case? That it's speaking where it was Rika and then known, which on the boy of the Mishnah is safer. It was on account of the next halach in the Mishnah, Nitma Guf and Atitz Meratza, that if the person became Tomei, Atitz can't take care of that. And they were have a chiddush, Dafilu Nizrak, Vachach Noi Deloi, even if the Zrika took place and then it was discovered that the owner was Tomei, it won't work. That's a great chiddush, because at the point of Zrika, he didn't know. He discovered it later, still doesn't work. So on account of that chiddush, Ketani Reisha Nami Nizrak V'Achach Noida. That's why the Reisha also describes it in such terms that it was a Zrika and then it was discovered on account of the chiddush and the Seva. But truly, in the Reisha, it's irrelevant what happened first. Even if he knew full well that it was Tami, but did the Zrika regardless, it's going to be Meratz. So conclusion, we learned in the Mishnah that if the Dam was Tami and the Zrika took place, the tzitz is going to be meratz. We have two approaches. According to Ravina, the point of tumah doesn't really concern us. How it happened, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, it's irrelevant. What does concern us is, what did he know during the zrika? If the zrika was done inadvertently, he didn't know that it was tameh, then it works. But if it was b'mezid, it doesn't work. This, of course, is midrabanan, it's a knas. Whereas according to Shila, it's the other way around. During the zrika, it's irrelevant of what he knew or what he didn't know. It's the point of tumah that concerns us. If he was metamit, b'mezid, then we don't allow the zrika to take place, and it doesn't work. But if the tumah took place with shogeg, then proceed freely. Even if he knows that it's tumah, he can go ahead and do the zrika, and the tzitz will take care of it. The Mishnah continued that this is only pertaining to the tumah of the carbon itself. But the owner who's tumah, that can't be addressed by the tzitz. However, if there was an unknown tumah, nitma tumah satahayim, then the tzitz will take care of it. Even if the owner was tummy. Boy, Romi Barcham. Does this apply to the Kohen as well? Kohen HaMaratza B'Korban Nisayim. This halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Tumas HaTohoim, it's Maratza by Korban Pesach and Nazar. What about the Kohen who is tending to the Korbanis? The Korban Pesach, the Korban Nazar, Hutraloi Tumas HaTohoim, Oloi. Should we say that the unknown Tumas HaTohoim is Mutah by him as well? Or not? Mi Amrena, should we say Kigmir, Tumas HaTohoim B'Balam. This halacha of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai Tumas HaTohoim addresses a tuma of an individual. Perhaps it only applies to the owner of the carbon. B'Kohen like Miri, but when it comes to the Kohen, we haven't really learnt that the halacha applies there. Or Dilmo, perhaps. B'Zivcha Gmiri. This halacha was accepted regarding the carbon. Any individual involved in processing the carbon, whether it's the owner or the Kohen, will have this halacha applied to him. Loishna B'Kohen, Loishna B'Bailim, doesn't matter whether it's the Kohen or the Bailim. Omer Rav HaTashma, let's bring a riot. Tarebchi. Loi Omru Tumas HaTohim, El Lameis B'Lvad. This halacha of Tumas HaTohim only applies to a Tmei Meis, not to other types of Tumah. L'mutimai, what was he coming to exclude? Lav L'mutimai Tumas HaTohim, the Sheretz. Apparently, an unknown Tumah regarding a Sheretz. Taisa says, for instance, he stuck his hand into a hole in the ground, touched a Sheretz, which was as yet unknown, undiscovered. So, Tumas HaTohim doesn't allow for that. My skin, and now let's analyze. What are we speaking about? Who became Tamei with this Sheretz? E name of a Balam. Are we speaking about the owner? Ubaman, which owner? Ibn Nazar? A Nazar? Even touching a Sheretz outright wouldn't cancel his Naziris, wouldn't interfere with the process. Mimahanibe, does a Tumas Sheretz affect him? Kiyomas Mace Olav, Amar Achmana. Torah says if a Mace, he should encounter a Mace. Tumas Mace will cancel his Naziris. A Sheretz doesn't affect him. Elav is a Pesach. Apparently, we're coming to speak about a owner of a Pesach. And we're saying, well, Tumas HaTohim can only rectify Tumas Meis, but not Tumas Sheretz. If the owner is a Tumas Sheretz, even if it's an unknown Tumas Sheretz, there's no Ritzitzitz in this case. Well, we don't need Ritzitzitz. Honich Laman Domer, well, that's a problem. That works according to the Shita that says, Ein Sheichtem V'Zoyken al Tumas Sheretz. You can't process a Karban Pesach on account of an owner with a Tumas Sheretz. Fine, then Tumas Sheretz does pose a concern, and Reb Chiya is coming to be mamayit in this case, or if the owner is a Tumas Sheretz, even though it's a Tumas HaTohim, that can't be Machshir is Karban. Fine. Elo Amanda Omar, Sheichten Rezoiken, Al Tumas Sheretz. But according to the other Shita who says, you can bring a Karban, even on behalf of an owner who is an outright Tumas Sheretz, a known Sheretz. Hashta Tumas Yedua Hutrulot. Now, if even a known Tumas Sheretz is mutter, he can send this carbon without any concern. Tumas HaTohim LeKoshkin, of course the Tumas HaTohim, an unknown Tumas Sheretz, wouldn't pose a concern. So what's Reb Chiya being memayit, an owner who became Tumas Sheretz, or Tumas HaTohim, he can't have his carbon. Well, even if he was Tumas outright with the Sheretz, according to this Shita, he wouldn't have a problem sending his carbon. Elalav Koyin. Apparently, this is with respect to the Kohen, who is tending to the carbon. And Rechi is telling us, well, although generally, Tumas HaTohim can be applied to the Tumah, which is present by that Kohen. But it only applies to Tumas Meis, and Tumas Sheretz, and if the Kohen happened to encounter even an unknown Tumas Sheretz, the Tzitz can't take care of it. Ushmamina. And indeed, we conclude, Hutrulei Tumas HaTohim. Apparently, even the Kohen has this halacha of Tumas HaTohim, and that's why we have to be mamayit the Sheretz. If the Kohen happened to become Tumas Sheretz, Tumas HaTohim, it won't work for him. So this seems to be a raya, a conclusion to our shayla. Does Tumas HaTohim apply to the Kohen? Yes, it does. Amar Rav Yosef Loi, not necessarily. Lo Olam B'Balam. Actually, perhaps we're speaking about the Tumah pertaining to the owner, not to the Kohen. Or a Pesach, an owner of a Karban Pesach. Rav Chiya says only applies to Meis. What is he coming to exclude? Ulimuti Tumas HaTohim de Ziva. Suppose the owner experienced an unknown Tumah, Ziva related, as we're going to discuss Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and that's what he's coming to be a Mayit. But certainly Tumas HaTohim only applies to an owner, and perhaps not the Kohen. Let's make a quick chazar of today's daf. At times we say, Eilu La'atzman ve'eilu La'atzman. Tohirim bring their Pesach B'Tahara, the Tmei B'Tumah, and sometimes we say, Kulam B'Tumah, all bring B'Tumah. When do we apply these things? We have four shittas. Koin Tanakama, when it's half and half, each one does their own thing. When we have even one tummy overlapping, all bring the tumah. according to Blazer and Masya. One overlapping is considered like half and half. Two overlapping allows all to bring betumah, according to Reb Shimon. Even one shevet is considered like a half, in which case the tmeim bring betumah, a tairim betar. We have one overlapping, one tameh over the tairim, they all bring betumah. According to Reb Yehuda, even when it's one shevet betumah, all of Yisrael follow suit. We have a case where it's mechza mechza, and we have predicament because the tairim can't do their own thing, we're following Reb Yehuda, we're not meant to disengage from the rest. What do? We have three solutions. Rav says, we take one of the tairim, we make him tameh to masheretz, giving us a majority of tmein, and all bring betumah. According to Ula, we send one of the tairim away, b'derech hachayka, which results in most Yisrael who are present here to be tmein, and they all bring betumah. According to Rav Nachman, we metameh one of the tairim with tumas meis. We have roiv of Chai Yisrael ha-zaven, and miut tmei meis. Rav says, the miut which are tmei meis can't bring Pesach Rishon. And if there's nobody bringing Pesach Rishon, nobody brings Pesach Sheni, according to Shmuel. Since we don't have Roiv Tahirin, the Mi'at who are Tmei Meis can bring their Pesach Betumah. In the case where Roiv are Tmei Meis and Mi'at are Zavin, and the Pesach Rishon was brought Betumah, what about the Zavin? Can they bring Pesach Sheni? Rav Huna says no, because the Pesach Rishon was Betumah, which doesn't allow for a Maker. According to Rav Ava, you can't bring a Pesach Sheni even when the Pesach Rishon was brought Betumah. In the case we have a third Zavin, a third Tahirin, a third Tmei Meis, the Gemara says that Zavin and Tmei Meis are potter from Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The reason is because in Pesach Rishon, the Tmei Meis are merely a mute. They can't bring Betumah. And once they get to Pesach Sheni, we have the Zavin who just became Torah and Tmei Meis, which results in most Yisrael requiring a Pesach Sheni, and most of Yisrael cannot bring a Pesach Sheni. We concluded with the Mishnah describing the halacha of Tzitz Meratza on a Tumah which occurred with a Karban Yachid. If the Tumah occurred with the Dam or the Basar, the Zrika works. According to Ravina, provided he did the Zrika B'Shegi, according to Rav Shila, even B'Mezit. This only applies to Tuma, which is present on the actual carbon, not the Tuma pertaining to the owner. However, if it was a Tuma Satoim, an unknown Tuma, in that case we say, you could even do the Zrika L'Chatchila, provided he's already after the Shechita, once you've begun processing the carbon, just complete it. This concept of Tuma Satoim applies to a Nazar, a Oisei Pesach, applies only regarding Tumas Meis. What about the Tumas HaTo'ayim, which happened with the Kohen taking care of their Karbanis? We leave it with a question mark. Be well and Hatzlacha Rabbah.